You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Rosa. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, actually, I need assistance at my residence. My car didn't start, but it's parked in my garage at home.
Okay, yes, ma'am, I can get you started for a ticket for service. Can I please have your first and last name?
Yeah, my first name is Sheila, Sheila. Last name Askarnia, Askarn, as in Nancy, IA.
Okay, and the best callback number for you?
Area code 858-699-4345.
Thank you so much. All right. Would you like to receive mobile text updates today, which includes the name of your provider, their phone number, and their ETA message and data rates may apply? Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Okay, so can I please now have the policy number?
Sure, it's 0401-0513-0134414.
Okay, and the last six digits of the VIN number, please.
053833.
Thank you. Second. Okay, I see an active account here. And your make and model of this vehicle we're servicing for you today.
It's a Mercedes CLS 550.
Year?
2012.
And what color is this Mercedes?
It's white.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Because you said, are you requesting a tow service?
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping they can jumpstart the vehicle, and if they're able to turn my car on, they can just leave it parked
Okay.
in my garage. But
Jump
if
start.
it
Okay.
won't, yeah, if it won't start, then I'll need them to tow it, and I have a specific mechanic that I use. I prefer them to tow it to that location if
Okay.
possible.
All right, so for jump start is prompting for four questions here with a yes or no answers. So let me go ahead and ask you. It says, did your engine stop running while you were driving? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Is this vehicle backed into the parking space or a parking space?
It's in my garage, so yes, it's in the
Yes.
garage.
Okay. So it's currently parked in a parking space. So yes, it's in a garage. Are there other
It's in my
vehicles
garage.
currently parked around it?
No, there's an open spot right next to it, so.
Okay, thank you. So, customer, you have the keys with you?
The key is inside of the car.
When you say the key is inside of the car, does that mean you're not going to be present?
I will not be present, but there's someone that will be
Okay.
present. Someone will be there at the house. It just won't be me.
Okay. All right. So I just thought I had to go like a different route as an unattended service. But I'll say here, customer has keys on site, and there will be what is the name of the person who will receive the provider when they arrive?
Her name is Mary Bell.
Mary Bell, right? Mary Bell. All together, right? And her last name?
Garcia.
Garcia. Okay. And do I leave the contact number for you to call you, or do you want to give a number for Ms. Garcia?
No, just have them contact me and they can call
Okay.
me anytime. I'm just at work, but I can pick up. I can talk.
Okay, perfect. And this is
If they
at
have
your home address at 6109 Paseo La Vista.
That's correct, yeah.
Woodland Hills, California, 91367. I'm mapping that location for you. Bear with me a second. House, I got it. Okay. Okay, these services fully covered. You have a coverage amount of $500 for roadside assistance. So you, there's no need.
Sorry, 500 is covered.
You have coverage amount of
oh,
on
coverage.
Your policy for five, up to $500. So this one service is covered in full.
Okay. If they need to tow it, would that also be covered?
Most likely, since this kind of plan, and you have Mercury insurance, right? Let me see. Yeah. Most likely, yes. With this kind of amount, I'm pretty sure if the jump start doesn't work, you can call us for a tow service. And it does not show me on the system as having limitations. Like some customers have to wait a 72-hour period, and it will tell me right away, this is the coverage, or this one's covered, but there's only one service every 72 hours and stuff. But this one's not saying nothing like that. So you can call and just request. It would just. Yes.
If it involves that or connect, I just take it.
You would just call back to request a second service. You're kind of cutting off a little bit, but I think that's what you asked, correct? If you need to call.
Can you hear me?
Okay, I hear you now. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Sorry. So I'm not getting a tow truck right now.
You requested for a jump start, right? Is that what you wanted?
Well, yeah. Yeah, but if they can't jump start it, then I need them to tow the car.
Right.
So
like I said, these kinds of requests are individual requests. So if we go, we're gonna go and we're gonna jump start it, and we don't know if the jump start is gonna work or not. So I cannot dispatch a jump start and a tow service at the same time. So if it doesn't work, then you need to let us know it didn't so that we can send you a wrecker for towing. You understand?
Yeah. It just seems a little...
So you want us to send two services and just be waiting for the guy to just be waiting and see if it worked or not, and then... Or because it's not, these are separate services.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. I just usually when I call and other providers, if I call for roadside assistance, the guy can do both. He can jump start it and or, you know, tow the vehicle.
You can, you do have, and you can do both, and you do qualify for both. However, it's if it doesn't work, you know, they set them up. Really? Let me take a look at that. They set them up at the same time for on the first call?
Yeah,
so,
like if I need my car towed, they'll first try to jump start it. And if they can't, they'll just tow it. So it's the same guy, you know, he's a tow truck and he has, you know, equipment to try to jump start the car. So I mean, that's what AAA does, at least. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, with us, if there are separate calls, and if one doesn't work, and then you have to call, then make a second request, because we don't do, see, maybe with AAA it works like that, because they're the same, they're the provider, and they're the same company, and they just have all those availabilities, and it's... All in one. That's really good. But for
so
this.
If I do need to tow the car, how long would that take? I mean,
It depends on the availability from the provider.
Okay.
See,
I'm
the one that requested it, so the sooner I make the calls, the sooner you will get the service.
So they don't communicate with you if they can't jumpstart the car, I have to call you?
They complete the service, and that would be it. They don't let us know, oh, okay, we just did it, it's been done.
We just assume
you were serviced. If you do not call us, yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's just try to jumpstart it and cross our fingers, and then I'll let you know.
Yes, ma'am. If it doesn't work, just give us a call back, and you can request the tow service.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. You will be getting a text message alert, with the details of the provider that will assist you. And their estimated time will also be listed on that text message. I'm going to send it to the 858-699-4345.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling Emergency Road Assistance. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Yeah.